USA Radio News.
The deadline for voters to cast their ballots was extended in certain counties across the country Tuesday, stretching out the timeline for midterm results tabulation in Texas, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia. The deadlines were pushed back in some counties to account for polling places opening late Tuesday morning or because of glitches that inhibited the ballot casting process for some voters.
Election officials in Maricopa County, Arizona, say they fixed the problem that was plaguing voters as they tried to count votes on Election Day. Maricopa County Board of Supervisors Bill Gates says it had something to do with printer settings.
It appears some of the printers were not producing dark enough timing marks on the ballots. The solution has worked at 17 locations, and technicians deployed throughout the county are working to resolve this issue at the remaining locations.
The announcement comes after Arizona Republican gubernatorial candidate Kari Lake, who voted in Maricopa County, criticized the election problems and vowed to do something about them if she wins the election. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A handful of elections until this point are making history. Republican Katie Britt is the first elected female senator from Alabama. Republican Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the first elected female governor of Arkansas. Same goes for Republican Leslie Rutledge, the first female lieutenant governor of Arkansas. In Florida, Maxwell Frost is a 25-year-old Democrat. He's going to be the first member of Gen Z in Congress. And Mark Wayne Mullen, a Republican from Oklahoma, is the first Native American senator from Oklahoma in more than 100 years. He's a member of the Cherokee Nation. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Recreational marijuana is set to become legal in Maryland after voters moved in favor of approving a ballot measure to change the state's constitution to allow for the possession of small amounts of the drug. This outcome is not entirely surprising. Neighboring D.C. and Virginia have already legalized recreational cannabis use. As a reminder, the drug is still illegal by federal law in all states and territories. On the other side of the district, it looks like the tight race between Abigail Spanberger and Yesley Vega will wind up going to the Democratic incumbent Spanberger.
Nevada became the 36th state during the Civil War, thus making her battle born. She was rushed into the Union to help put Abraham Lincoln in the White House. Today, she is a major battleground state. The governor's race comes down to Democrat incumbent since 2018, Steve Sisolak. He says governors like me are the last line of defense for protecting abortion access. On the Republican ticket is Joe Lombardo, Army Reserve, National Guardsman, 20-year Las Vegas police officer, and was elected sheriff in 2014. He says no more reckless spending, no more prioritizing criminals over citizens, no more fake promises. It's time for Nevadans to stop paying the price for Sisolak's failures. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Up in the Northeast, it's being projected that Democrat Maura Healey will become Massachusetts' first elected female governor. For USA Radio News, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.